Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again. Thank Allah to the Elevated Places Network for our Thursday night edition of Elevated Places with myself, your host, Student Minister Ava Muhammad, and my co-host, the wonderful Brother Terrence Muhammad. And this is an evening that would not be possible without our team. Our executive producer, Sister Rona Muhammad, our legal contributor, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad, and also our separation team coordinator is going to be coming on with an announcement later on tonight, Sister Donna Muhammad. This program tonight, though, promises to be so impactful, so inspiring and motivating to you. And I really look forward myself to hearing from our wonderful guest who will be coming on soon. They're going to be brought on by my amazing co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, whom I want to introduce right now. And I will toss the mic to you, Brother Terrence. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. That was a very quick toss. I wasn't expecting the toss to come this fast. But I am. Yes. I am great by the grace of Allah. Once again, we are here. Absolutely excited to be here. It is so much going on, Dr. Ava. And, you know, and it's funny because I always say, remember the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the criterion. And it seemed like, you know, we say it, but every week it is so much more important for us to lift up the criterion from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as well as the latest edition of the Final Call newspaper, where we talk about the whole issue of COVID-19 and vaccination. So for those that don't know, go to NOI.org and see the monumental lecture by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan this past July 4th, 2020. Well, past in 2020, and study the criterion, because as we watch it, I just can't believe we're going to have a powerful show tonight. Later, we have guests talking about Hurricane Ida. But for me to hear, and it's very clear that we know that I wasn't looking for no Biden or Harris ticket to be the saviors from Trump. And I say that it's not to knock those that voted and supported them, you know, because my leadership comes from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That's my direction. Now, we do are in the political world. We understand politics. I bring that up because when I hear President Biden say how you deal with hurricanes and natural disasters is to be vaccinated. I'm like, did you just say that? Did you come out your mouth?
That was
did you
scary.
Just even come out your mouth to say something? It was almost like is Trump still in office? Because that's something that he would come out of his mouth. But I'm like, Joe, you know, it's not even President Biden anymore. It's like, yo, Joe, what you doing, Joe? So when I heard that, it blew my mind. And then our sister Nicki Minaj is just catching it, just for her expressing herself about the vaccination, and, you know, and some things that she said, and just seeing how all that is panning out. So it's very deep. It is extremely deep, Dr. Ava, as what we're watching and what we're seeing pan out, federal regulations around vaccinations and all of the things, and even him saying, well, we're not going to force the other parts of government to do it. Yeah, because you can't. Because you can't. But it's an interesting thing. So just continue to hear and pay attention to the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and go to finalcalldigital.com so that you can look at the written article just overall from the Final Call, finalcalldigital.com, get your subscription, but then also look at the special section that talks about COVID-19. But, you know, this whole edition, it just, as every edition is, it's just rich with information that we need to be aware of and that we should be studying. Also, the Love Not Blood campaign is going on in San Diego. Shout out to Sister Beatrice and Bobby. Uncle Bobby, the uncle of Oscar Grant, they're having a regular convention in person in San Diego where they're bringing the mothers of those and the families of those that were killed and having conversation to help them deal with the trauma and just having love and embracing one another and giving them life. Because a lot of times, Dr. Ava, we see those in the news, you know, we see the Michael Browns, and remember we saw the Breonna Taylor, the George Floyd, but the reality, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands more mothers that have lost lives, and not just from police brutality, from gang violence, that are out there that are suffering that we may never know and never ever see their names that need our support, need our love, and that's why we must make peace in the streets and go out into the communities. And the way we start that community building is on Friday nights at 7:30 p.m., self-improvement, the basis for community development. Self-improvement, the basis for community development. You can go to NOI.org and you can learn about our study groups on Friday nights and go into the website and find out where you need to go, get onto the Zoom and get these rich discussion so you can have your own personal development so eventually you can help build the community that you live in. And then on Sunday we have powerful lectures as we've had Fear, Faith, and Truth. On Sunday, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern on NOI.org. Always powerful lectures on Sunday. And then come back on Wednesday because we want to give it to you all week as last night here. Whereas from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the time of what must be done, again, NOI.org, 7:30 p.m. I'm going to move along because, like I said, we have powerful, powerful guests tonight. And we never don't want you to forget, and we're going to bring back up later, and we're going to announce once again the master class. But while you're waiting to get that next announcement, go to MinisterAva.com, MinisterAva.com. You know, I remember from the 90s when I was starting with you and selling the books and Forcing Power of Being and Real Love and New Way of Life and all of the books that was coming out. Now you have expanded so many different lectures, so many different platforms, digital, visual. They can see you. They don't have to come to the lecture, to the lecture hall. They can actually go online to see you. They can get the e-books. You know, it's so many avenues that you can reach Dr. Ava now that you don't want to miss, to take the advantage and get as much as you can. The accessibility has been made to you. Like I said, if you can't wait on the book to get there, you can download it right onto your iPad, right onto your phone, get your e-books, and you can get this great spiritual teacher from our sister, like only Dr. Ava can do it. Even though we have beautiful brothers and sisters in the nation, but you want that which you came for the show for. So you want to make sure that you go to MinisterAva.com and get all of that. Now, to go on, to wrap this up, Dr. Ava, I'm trying to think. I gotta give a shout out to my son. His 17th birthday was yesterday, Zion Muhammad. And I say that, Dr. Ava, because it's just a beautiful thing to all those parents out there that have the blessing of raising our children in such a world that we're looking at. And I just say prayers for our families that our children make it through this cesspool, this devilishment, and this world that they have to compete with. And the world that they live in is not the world that we came up in. Because a lot of times we say, when I was growing up, when we was growing up, it was a whole different reality. It was a whole different world. And to see, you know, I had a proud father moment just looking at him having ambitions and goals to move on. So it just, you know, I pray for all of the parents that are blessed with children and are moving their children and navigating them through this world that we're living in at this present time. There's more we can discuss, but I'm going to turn it back to you, Dr. Ava, and we can get ready to hear more, and we'll be hearing from our guests in just a few moments.
Oh, praise be to Allah. And it's a wonderful report, and I do want to direct again, as you just did, our attention to the current issue of the Final Call newspaper. And I can tell you, if you're not reading your newspaper, you're hurting yourself, literally. You're hurting yourself spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and even physically, because this is an immune protector in and of itself. With all of the wonderful things that we have pulled together in the Nation of Islam, we've done incredible, tremendous, protracted, profound research on this pandemic and this disease that goes under the name COVID-19. And we have developed as a nation a protocol to prevent, and if it's contracted, to treat COVID-19. But more profoundly than that, as Brother Terrence continues to implore us to study the criterion, we have to build up our spiritual and intellectual and emotional strength. Because without it, we will become so imbalanced and so stressed out that our immune system will be completely compromised, and we will not be able to fight off anything invasive, not just a virus, but sicknesses that develop from within, heart disease, cancer, these kinds of things. So it's time for us to submit to the dietary laws, and it is time for us to follow the guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, that we may live not only a lengthy time, but the quality of the time that we have on earth should be greatly advanced in this hour. We've been given an opportunity that we have not had before, to grow exponentially and to do it in a quick time. And with that, I want to bring on our dear sister, Attorney Pamela Muhammad. She's among that array of brilliant attorneys that we have in the Nation of Islam and beyond our community, those who support and are in harmony with the principles we are taught for the purpose of the resurrection and elevation of the black man and woman in America. And she's doing a tremendous job, both in her actual practice in life, as well as what she does for us on the Elevated Places Network with her program, A Time for Justice, that airs every Tuesday evening right here on blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces at 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And she's with us tonight, and I think she's going to share with us something about Tuesdays, this past Tuesday, and how it relates to the current headline, because the cover page of the current Final Call is absolutely profound, and it goes to the very heart of what we have got to eradicate. So with that, assalamu alaikum, Sister Pamela. How are you feeling tonight?
Well, alaikum salam, Sister Dr. Ava and Brother Terrence. I'm feeling wonderful, Sister Ava. Thank you. All praises are due to Allah for everything you said. You know, Sister Ava, I am so excited about the cover of the Final Call that is entitled Black Families and Children Under Siege. This is such a meaningful and just crisis in our community, and to see our beautiful paper cover it, it just does my heart just so well. I'm so thankful to Allah. And yes, ma'am. And Tuesday night show, you know, talking about targeting Black families, talking about defending the innocent. We talked about how the law is used and how the media is used for these things, and how it's so important for us to defend the innocent, because the media and the mischaracterization and the attacks on the in the courts, this is what we see. And so we had a wonderful guest. We had the editor-in-chief of the Final Call newspaper, Brother Nabah Muhammad, was our guest, along with Attorney Athil Muhammad, and they really broke down for us some of these lies, the vile depictions and mischaracterizations that you see with the media manipulation, and how that is used to target our families and people in courts. Because, you know, the Final Call front page says agencies that are supposed to protect children and unite families are snatching children from parents and hurting our community. And it goes on to say what inside about the targeting Black families. So you got to look at, we've got a government, we've got taxpayer dollars, we've got court systems, we've got state-sponsored targeting of our families. And so what we're saying is that any target is to select as an object of attention to attack. You know, a target, a person, an object, or a place that is selected as the aim of the attack. And so we have to really open our eyes and look at, as Brother Nabat told us, going back to some of the mischaracterization, as, you know, going back to A Birth of a Nation, how the media's manipulation and mischaracterization put these targets on Black people's heads, because this is how, you know, and we went to the secret relationship between Blacks and Jews and talked about how virtual slavery is actually one of the policies of this government. And the media is one of the ways this is done, as well as the law. And so we talked about, again, you know, when we look at this relentless attacks and negative impacts on our community, we look at a system as the story in the Final Call about Black families and CPS attacking our children. You know, they call it the new Jane Crow. And that's because a lot of Black codes, the time when there's just any excuse, any pretext to actually snatch people's children. And this is what the Final Call article is explaining to us, because this young sister and her husband, or her partner, I believe her name is Saisha Mercado, and her partner is Tyron Dean. Their child was taken because of their, supposedly they don't want to do the vitamin B shot. You know, we'll, if that's true. But still, look, that's their child. That's their constitutional right,
exactly,
to raise their family. So we see then her baby, as we saw, was removed at gunpoint. So, again, these are state-sponsored kidnappings. And what do we mean? In the state of Texas in 2019, they spent over $284 million for investigation, these CPS agencies, these police agencies, and 80% of the investigations are found unsubstantiated. So, again, this is just a relentless intrusion. 80% are unsubstantiated. But and you're spending all this money, again, state-sponsored snatching of children. And so, you know, again, the article, the violent, intrusive nature into the homes and people's refrigerators being searched, this is just an outright attack, Sister Ava, that lets us know what you always are telling us. You know, separation is the solution. And so I just wanted to close by, as Brother Terrence brought up our sister Nicki Minaj, and I just wanted to say another, I think, vile attack by the media on this black woman. And one of the things that perplexes me is the mischaracterization that I'm seeing that she brought out, because I saw a tweet where she talks about the fact that, what about her child? There's a tweet. She said three lies in a row from the huge news platforms, and she cited her young child as why she didn't want to travel. But she said, you know, no, but notice how none of them mentioned that. And so we see this mischaracterization on her. You know, all of her concerns may be valid, may not, but at the root of a black mother who says, I have a baby and I don't want to catch something that I could possibly spread to my baby, and then I'm not allowed to be around my child. And she even cited how, you know, another rapper had taken the shot and came down with the COVID. So she was concerned. So, again, but that's not the type of narrative that you see in the news. And this is how these targeting of our families to make us look like villains, you know, is such a big issue. So I just wanted to bring those points out. And Sister Ava, we will be talking on next Tuesday on A Time for Justice, the Elevated Places Network. We'll be talking specifically about this article, Black Families, Children Under Siege. And so I do encourage all of the listeners, if you're available, you know, tune in on Tuesday at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, because we'll be talking about this issue, about the snatching of black children and the legal kidnapping. So thank you very much. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Attorney. And as you said, you know, the modern day form of the slave trade and the institution of slavery, and it does.
That's right.
Always, all roads lead to separation, because as long as we are mixed in with these people, we are going to die. And that's why the minister delivered that message in 2017, separation or death. And, you know, I was also looking at the article that the editorial staff selected this week. For the Final Call newspaper, the 2016 message from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who is the natural enemy of
That's
the
right.
original man. And in it, one of the sections of his message, I would really implore us, really this entire thing, it is so timely, and this is how you know a man is divinely guided, because his messages have no time limit on them. But I just want to say the opening words. We are in a colonized state of existence. The black community is not a community. It is a colony. And then he goes on to explain why and demonstrate why we are a colony. And he demonstrates it through comparing us to other ethnic groups such as the Chinese, the Asians, where all other communities have control over every aspect of what goes on in their part of town where they live. But in the black community, we are controlled by the police, and we are also listening to pastors who are preaching a spook religion that teaches us to hate ourselves, and that is the white version of Christianity. We're not getting the teachings of Jesus. We're getting an artificial, deceptive version. And that is why the Bible, our primary Bible, is called the King James Version of the Scripture. But I think we want to not ever let that escape our mind. And if we would understand that, we would fight harder to change this condition, because no one in their right mind wants to be colonized. But I really appreciate your program, and appreciate, the incredible guests that you are pulling in. Yes, and our editor-in-chief.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And I also want to congratulate, and hopefully she may call in at some point, Sister Charlene Muhammad, who is the national correspondent for the Final Call newspaper. And, as Brother Terrence said, we work very hard, first of all, on this section every week. I'm the editor of the COVID section. And I can tell you the level and the quality of the research is incomparable. You're not going to find any media outlet, print outlet, that would exceed the level of research that we get from Brother Alan Muhammad and various people on the research team, Brother Dr. Ridgely Muhammad, and, of course, our national correspondent, Sister Charlene. And she did a story that we should be aware of. This is what you miss if you don't read your paper, that black people in Guyana are engaged in a national protest against these vaccines. And at the root of their protest is the presence of the Nation of Islam there through Student Minister David Muhammad, who has carried the message of the criterion ever since the minister delivered it in 2020, July 4th, so that by the time, and he and other activists are in harmony with this move, and so by the time the vaccine was deployed in Guyana earlier this year, there was a strong resistance by black people in Guyana to it. And Brother Dennis is taking heat there for being, just as his teacher does here, for being a fundamental component of bringing about this, what they call vaccine hesitancy. And we're not hesitating, we're rejecting death. But I just wanted to point out that to show you the wickedness, particularly under the Biden administration, the nation of Guyana, which is a very beautiful area in South America, but it has a heavy African and Caribbean influence there, and it's over a third black. But typical of the United States, Joseph Biden sent to that island the AstraZeneca vaccine, which was rejected by the United States because of its danger. Now, here's a country that's administering deadly vaccines, and even it rejected AstraZeneca. And what are they doing with all of the unused doses? They're sending them around the world to black countries. And one of those countries is Guyana. So on top of the fact that it is a horrible, deadly vaccination, look at the statistics from that country. Now listen to this, and then I'm going to move back to Brother Terrence to bring our guests in. But Guyana has a population that is close to, they're in the 900,000s, about a million people. They had 26,772 COVID cases with nearly 100% recovery. Out of the 26,000 people, and this is out of a million, the 26,000 people that allegedly contracted COVID, 23,696 recovered. How many deaths have been attributed to COVID since March of 2020 through September the 9th? 654. And yet, the government, which is under the control, clearly, of the United States, is forcing the people, or trying to force them, to take this vaccination, these vaccinations, and they are being threatened with the same thing as here: loss of jobs, having to use vaccination IDs or the so-called vaccine passports to go to school, to go to a business, a bank, even in places of worship. But here's where they even go beyond the repression here. If you refuse to take the AstraZeneca vaccine in Guyana, you are required to take the PCR nasal test. That's the one they stick way up in your nostril to your head. The one that Dr. Akili explained to us is poison. That's why you need to listen to Elevated Places. That's the one that has ethylene oxide in it. That's what they use to sterilize the swabs. And those are a carcinogen. You have to take that 3 times a week, but hold it. You have to pay for the test. The test costs the equivalent, it's $25,000 in their currency. It's the equivalent of $125 U.S. currency for each test. So you're saying I have to pay $375 a week in Guyana, which is one of the poorest countries in South America, to be tested for COVID if I refuse to take this vaccination. So you see how critical this message from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is? And just as significant, it takes the ground troops to come out and reinforce that message, as Brother Dennis Muhammad has done and is doing in Guyana. So I just wanted to point that out before we get into tonight's program, which is another critical subject. And lastly, Brother Dr. Ridgely, everybody needs to read this, because some of us aren't processing that. Because some of us are still running around screaming about a variant, which means you're in no way, shape, or form reading this newspaper. Come you on. Are no way, shape, or form studying the seminar, studying anything. Because the so-called surge is coming from vaccinated people.
Come on.
That's right.
When you get shot up with this so-called vaccine, which is gene therapy, let's use common sense. You're being injected with an operating system that instructs your body to produce the spike protein. The spike protein is what makes COVID-19 COVID-19. You produce the disease in your own body. So you are going to test positive. So now the media, oh my God, there's 8 million cases, there's 50 billion cases. Yes, because all of these millions of people that have been vaccinated, and because you're running this national testing scheme, you got everybody getting tested 8 million times a day. And if you ever had a flu shot, which is a vaccination, you're going to test positive. But if you were vaccinated, you're going to test positive. And remember this. This so-called vaccine, what about being fooled and made a fool of? Did Joe Biden not say last year when he was running and then early this year, he said that we need to get vaccinated so we can get back to normal? And yet the fully vaccinated are being told you still have to wear a mask. You still have to comply with the protocols. Why? The unvaccinated? No. No, not the unvaccinated. We're really the pure-blooded. That's who we are. It is because you have been injected with something to prompt this virus. And so please read Dr. Rizzi's article, because it's all science. We're not writing in this paper, giving opinions and screaming and writing nonsense. And we have printed interviews with some of the top scientists in the world. Who do you want to hear from? The inventor of the mRNA vaccine platform? Then read The Final Call. So he can tell you shouldn't be taking this vaccine because he told the FDA you have not done a sufficient level of trials.
That's right.
The chief financial officer of Pfizer telling the investors all of the billions they're going to make from booster shots. That's what the variant scare is for, to justify making you get jabbed twice a year. But what they are finding is they have got to do this twice a year to sustain its effects. And one of its effects is at least 15,000 people are dead. That's from the U.S. government records that they acknowledge. But Harvard University says only 1% of the actual number of cases are being reported. But let me get off this soapbox so we can get to the meat of this program, Brother Terrence. And I want to give the microphone back to you to bring on our special guest tonight to talk about what occurred during and in the wake of Hurricane Ida. And remember, we were blessed to have student minister Willie Muhammad on last week. And we thank you, Brother Terrence, for the incredible guests that are right within our circle and that you bring to us each and every week. So I'm turning it back over to you.
Well, praise be to Allah, and I thank you for that last piece that was so powerful You know, as somebody just texted me, the mic just dropped just after you just laid out what you laid out, because the reality, the information is right there. And like you said, those that are quote unquote down that we didn't know, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Are you talking about what everybody else is putting out there and the information when we clearly got a whole section? Like you ain't even got, if you just want to learn about COVID, there's a section in the final call that you can go to and get all your information so you can teach your people intelligently and defend your point and position. So it's right there. It's just laid out. And we had a special public, which is still out there, public viewing of a town hall and a panel discussion around this. So the information is there if you need it so that you can speak intelligently for yourself and those around you about what's going on, as well as the criterion. At this point, Dr. Ava, yes, I want to bring on a guest, and I got one who needs to come on quickly. She may not be able to stay on long, but we have two powerful guests. Sister Yanaj Tahar and Sister Christina, both are in the work of helping with the Hurricane Ida. Our sister, Sister Yanaj Tahar, as some may know, has been doing a lot of work with the Black and Indigenous, as she is part of the Lakota tribe. But she's also doing a lot of in the world of hip-hop. She's been in the hip-hop, and some people may not know, she used to be an MC artist, and she still is when she wants to come out of retirement. But she has done a lot of stuff, hip-hop for Flint, hip-hop for Haiti, and we're now doing hip-hop for NOLA. And they have partnered the Hip-Hop, the number 4 Foundation. You can go to hiphop4foundation.com to learn more about the organization. Are putting out, they're doing concerts this weekend across the country to help raise money and resources for those down in New Orleans and in the Gulf Coast. So she's not new to this. She's not new to the hip-hop community and working with it. Shea 45 has, you know, done a lot of stuff. She's been on the Breakfast Club. So she's been in many, many spaces, even on BET with Cop Watch, many different spaces to bring this to our attention. And coming up after her will be our sister Christina, that I remember her. I've known her. But it was at the national training with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that she presented him with an award in the national training. And he said he didn't want necessarily accept it because he said, you did the work. You may have done it in my name, but you did the work. And he honored her for her work, first responders, and all of the work that they do on the ground with people that they have done all across the country. As it relates to preparedness, disaster preparedness, and what needs to be done. And she literally and her crew and her husband went to New Orleans and brought supplies, truckload supplies, and took care of the people. And people were so happy. There were long lines of cars and vehicles coming to New Orleans to get the supplies that they brought from Austin. And she was the sister that I called. She said, look, if there's people that's trying to escape New Orleans or Louisiana, come to Austin, and we'll put you up in nice hotels and give you food. Was there to make sure that our people were taken care of. So with that being said, I want our sister Yanaj Tahar to come on first to talk about Hip Hop for NOLA and the work that she's doing. And we also, I'm going to take the privilege of saying that we want to continue to have prayers for her as she's going and dealing with her own personal health challenges. But even in her health challenges, she wants to breathe life into other people and support people as she's still in the midst of trying to care for herself. So I just want to make sure we lift her up in prayers as she gives a report on Hip Hop for NOLA. Welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Yanaj Tahar.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you so much for having me. Minister Ava, oh my goodness, I miss hearing your voice.
My niece.
Yes, ma'am. I miss hearing your voice. I've been getting your emails on the masterclass, and I'm like, I got to sign up. I have to sign up. But it is, what you're doing is amazing. So I wanted to give you your flowers and how you inspire me every day. And yes, ma'am. And you know, and thank you for that, Brother Terrence, on the prayers, because I was pepped up and so excited for this interview. Then all of a sudden, I just got so nauseous and so not feeling well. And I'm like, oh my goodness! But I keep thinking about when I asked the Honorable Ms. Louis Farrakhan, when I got diagnosed with lung cancer, and I said, and I asked him about his when he was battling prostate cancer, and I said, how did you continue to work? And he said, I worked through the pain. And, you know, and I'm just, you know, of course we need to have, find that balance. But, you know, with him, he said, I worked through the pain. And yes, so that just, so by, you know, just hearing his words is just echoing in my head is, and I'm like, I got to get on this call because this is very important to talk about the people of Louisiana that's been affected by Hurricane Ida. And so I was on your show many times promoting the other Hip Hop for initiatives. I promoted Hip Hop for Haiti, yes. Hip Hop for Flint, Hip Hop for the People, and now we are at Hip Hop for NOLA, where organized multiple cities to do a fundraising event all on one day. And last week I put out the call using my social media, and we have 12 cities that are doing a fundraising concert all on Saturday, and they will be live streaming their events. If you go to hiphop4nola.com, you'll be able to see all the cities and see also what your city is doing. Of course, we know that we're in a pandemic, so we are making sure we have COVID compliance at all the doors, at all the events. But if you want to just stay home and watch and enjoy some great music and some great, you see what the talent is doing in Detroit, in Houston, in Atlanta, Georgia, San Antonio, the list goes on to see what folks are doing. Go ahead and go to hiphop4nola.com. And I'm so excited that we have partnered with the Hip Hop Caucus on this. And also, too, the Hip Hop Caucus is every $10,000, for the first $10,000 that is raised, they're matching it. And so if you go to hiphopcaucus.org or hiphopcaucus.com, you'll be able to do a text to donate and donate for that, and we are actually giving out money to the people in Louisiana that's affected. It's going straight in the hands of the people that is being affected, and we also are accepting non-perishable items in Atlanta, Georgia, as well as some other cities, and it's going directly to some of the cities that are outside of New Orleans that have not got any help. For instance, like the Houma Nation, which is a indigenous tribe down more closer to the Gulf, and because they are not federally recognized, FEMA, all of them do not come to them at all, and so they're literally out there they don't have any help. So we're trying to just get as much help as possible to a lot of people that are affected from Hurricane Ida, as well as these storms that continue to come. And then, you know, we always know, we are taught to look at the weather. And and I'm always saying to everybody, like, you know, whatever little bit we have, you know, I'm happy that I have food, shelter, and clothing. And if there's people that do not have that at all, that don't even have electricity. So whatever we are able to just give, you know, it's going to take us united to help one another and to help our people. Because as you know, during disasters, Black and brown people are being ignored, and poor people are being ignored. So it's important that we come together for this. So Hip Hop, the number 4, NOLA. com this Saturday. Make sure y'all come through. If you can't come through, then watch it online and support. And thank you so much, Student Minister Ava. I love you so much, and thank you for providing this platform.
You're not only beautiful on the outside, you are so your beauty emanates from the inside, and you know I knew your incredible mother very well, and I know she would be so proud, and she was a major factor in the rebuilding of the Nation of Islam, standing in support of our minister, and now here you are satanic nation unravels to be with us to help bring in that new reality. And may Allah comfort you and take away your nausea and any feelings of discomfort. You are such a powerhouse, and we love
you. Thank
you.
Love you too.
You.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
okay, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, beloved.
And yes, Dr. Ava, that was our sister, and you know, you mentioned that, you know, as you remember, and you may remember that we had a third Thursday lecture series at North Carolina A&T State University, and we brought you, and it was at Mentnair Hall, we brought you to be on that lecture circuit. And we also brought Sister Juanetta, and we actually brought Sister Juanetta Longwolf. To that same lecture series, and that's how in 2005 at the Millions More Movement, I approached Sister Inajaha and said, I knew your mother and I worked with her and I would help you with what you're doing. That's when we connected and worked together in 2006 at Savior's Day, and then every, there's about Savior's Day after that in this work. And she also mentioned, if you want to support, you can text the word IDA, I-D-A, to 66539 to get more information about donating. And as of right now, we've donated over $30,000. And that's just, you know, it's a small amount, because when you think about hurricane relief, that's nothing, because that was to 300 people to give a quick $100 in their cash app to go get some gas, go get some food, go get some personal items just to have some things when you've lost. But just to be able to help and get it, we didn't have to do a lot of red tape. We didn't have to do a lot of politics. We was able to get the money in our account and then send it, boom, 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 right to the cash app, right to them, so they can have the money without doing all this stuff. And we had people on the ground to make sure who we was giving and sending stuff out to the different, not just New Orleans, but some of the parishes in Louisiana. And that now brings me to having a sister, you know, ready and able with the knowledge, with the resources to literally go down to New Orleans and not only give out items, not only give out food, but I saw her husband on a truck giving out gas, the one-stop shop, getting all of what you need. But I want our sister not only to tell us about the 10,000 fearless going into New Orleans, but also about what, you know, happened when she was in New Orleans, and how to even get prepared to be ready to service our people and the training that they have been doing, because we're going to have more that we're going to need to be prepared for the eventual coming as we're watching now in Texas and Louisiana again. Sister Christina, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you so much. Wa alaikum salam, beloved.
Thank you for coming on.
We saw you on Facebook out there soldiering.
Praise belong to Allah. I am so honored. Thank you so much, Dr. Stukman and Saiva Muhammad. It is an honor to absolutely be on the same show, just to hear your voice. I am just so amazed just what you do and how you help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan with your work. So thank you. Thank you, Brother Terrence, for helping me and, you know, allowing me to get on here as well. I want to thank Student Minister Willie for all of his work, and just thank the believer, and I thank Almighty God, Allah, because we can do none of this without him. So, yes, 10,000 fearless first responders, you know, I'm thankful. I just got to keep saying I'm thankful, because there would be no first responder anything if there was no the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, if there was no the most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if there was not Master Father Muhammad, who was the first responder. He came way over to the U.S., right, to seek that which was lost. So he, too, went door to door, just as if you remember in Louisiana when Hurricane Katrina and any disasters that take place, what do first responders do? They go door to door, and they put a mark on the door to say, is this house check, is this okay? Are the people in there okay? We are the checkers. We, all praises belong to Allah, are closing the gap, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says. Allah came to make God. So if he came to make God, we've got to close this gap. The minister, he said he needed 10,000 fearless men and women. We got to be fearless. When we hear the number of money, we kind of get a little worried about it. I don't have it. But we done with worried about what we don't have. It's time to go out there and get what we can get. And only Allah let us know that the coin is in the fish's mouth. So our beloved brothers and sisters in Louisiana, they needed our help. And every single year, all praises belong to Allah. He gears us up. We teach and train prior to any disaster. But he gears us up, and he allows us to go in and to learn and to make relationships with the community. So when we work so hard, people see that you work hard. People are willing to help and to give you to be able to go in and help others. And that's exactly what we do. We work hard in the cause of Almighty God Allah. And when we heard that it was a call, because people were calling us, we got a hurricane coming. Are you all helping us this year? What's going on? What do we need? My husband and I were already like, what do we do? And we made something funny together. We said, what would Jesus do? And it was real, because we know who Jesus is in our midst. That's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. What would Jesus do? Jesus would move out and help the people. So we started making phone calls and calling everybody, the team, let's get ready, you all. We got to get ready. We have to go down there and take care of our people. And we did just that. We did just that. And what Allah gave us was abundance. I've never had an opportunity this time to actually go and do the majority of the shopping, but I did this time. And Allah puts me in different situations for a reason. So I had to go out there, and I'm going to tell you, sis, I've never spent $10,000 in one spot. But just to go out there and continue, pick up the items that people would need, and not just any item. But I'm talking about the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. See, we have to put the teachings in everything that we do. So when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we got to do how to eat to live, we've been in places. We went to California a few years ago when they had their fires. We went down there, and we were able to see how rich people eat, how they do it even in the midst of disasters. And they eat the finer foods. Just because you're in a disaster don't mean somebody just can give you anything. And that's what our people are given. So once we left California and we saw how the rich folks did, we said, you know what? We can no longer give our people just anything because they're in a disaster. So we went in there. We went shopping for salmon. We went shopping for almond butter. Not no peanut butter and jelly, but almond butter and jelly is better for you to give your children. It's needed. The finer water, the finer bread, the finer things. We talk about disinfectant. I don't need just no regular Walmart brand. I'm talking about we want Microband. What is that? Microband 24 hours that we're taught in our books to help our people. So this is the kind of thing that we wanted to go out there because we want to close that gap. I'm tired of just talking about it. The minister's waiting for us to get up and do. And I'm thankful for you, Dr. Ava, on what you're doing because you're talking about project separation. Well, we have to separate. And if we separate, that means we can't ask them for nothing. So everything that we're used to getting from them, we have to do for ourselves. So all praises belong to Allah.
Pass the plate. Pass the plate. Hallelujah.
Oh, beautiful.
Allahu Akbar.
So how are things now in the wake? Who came after? Didn't Nicholas come through there?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Nicholas came through, and I will tell you, it hit a lot of the areas also, again, in Louisiana. So Louisiana is being hit. Mm. And if you remember, the minister he did a lecture, and he was talking about Louisiana and how Louisiana is going to get it because what they've done to our people, there's no escaping. So it's not that we're going in trying to, you know, set up what Allah is against. No, we're going in for those that have been obedient, people that look like us and people that need help. Those are the ones that we're rendering aid to by Allah's permission. So, yes, it's been hit again. So we have to rally up again and go, you know, help some more to the people that are in need.
Oh, praises due to Allah. Yes, ma'am. Well, if you would be so kind as to stay with us as long as you're able. And we're into our, yes, ma'am, we're into our second hour, so we're going to go to the phones, and I'm sure some of the callers are going to want to engage you. And then anything you want to weigh in on, Sister Christina, because you're a powerful minister. So not only on what the 10,000 fearless first responders have done in New Orleans, but also just on all this going on. Nation of Islam should be concerned about. I'm happy to go to the phones and see that weighing in tonight is none other than Brother Darius Muhammad, who I am married to, just thought I'd add to that, but in his own right, a powerful, powerful representative of these teachings and a soldier.
That's right.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Darius. Well, at least I thought he was on. Brother Darius? Okay, I think he must have went on mute or went on another call. So we'll come back to him. And let's go to one of our favorite callers. Sister Ula.
Assalamu alaikum.
I didn't even have the mic open and I could hear you, Sister Ula.
Don't you remember when we were children and we used to get those chuckles and it was like about 6 or 8 of them for 5 cents? You remember the chuckles? You remember them candies? They were like jelly-like, you know?
When I was a child, that was one of the most popular ones.
That's the key. That's what I thought about when I started chuckling, you know. But I was thinking about one of the finest naturopaths I ever met in my entire life, and he was from Tanzania, you know, the country where they have all those problems over there when their president mysteriously died. But he told me, he said, Ula, he said the cure for cancer is 2 hot baths, 30 minutes per day, red clover tea, which you boil it cold water. It's the only tea you do that to. And exercise to the point of perspiration. And people that tried that were successful in eliminating those cells. Praise be to Allah. But I wanted to thank you, Sister Ava, for the support you have given me over the years, because when the first time I heard you speak, I was so bashful. Can you believe that? And I wouldn't say a word.
No,
I just listened. It was December the 4th, 2011. I will never forget that date. And I still remember the time you came to Cleveland and the title of your lecture was Nowhere to Run and Nowhere to Hide. You know, we remember,
ma'am.
From the old school, we remember Martha and the Vandellas, you know. See what I'm saying?
That's right.
So I just want to share that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Ma'am.
And that's where I'm at. I'm in Motown, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to, and then I want to say this. I listened to a lecture, a movie with the Temptations, and one of the Temptations' sons told his father, "You need to spend more time with me." And right after that, his son jumped off a third floor, went out of a third floor window, pretending as though he was Superman. So we know what happened. But I thought about that movie because it applies in so many aspects. We have to get out here and help these young people to keep them from falling in the traps of Satan. Thank you for letting me share. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, Sister Ula. As always, very rich, very rich. All right, we're going to go to... Yes, sir.
No, I just wanted to make sure so that we can do it at the... top of the show, and at the close of the show, I wanted to make sure that I know people were just waiting because I kind of put it out there, the master's class. But I just want to make sure on October the 4th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, Weapons of Self-Destruction, a guidebook for women in the war against negative internal forces, masterclass part four. This is part four, so you haven't missed, if you missed one, two, and three, you need to get to four, entitled Light and Color, a Profound Effect on How We Feel, which is very, very powerful. Well, all of them have been. So if you've missed it, go to MinisterAva.com. You can go ahead and get ready to register now, MinisterAva.com. So I just want to make sure we got that, and we'll try to announce it again at the end of the show so everybody can have that. So they'll know part four is coming up on October the 4th.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. 10-4, part four, right?
Yes, exactly.
So we're going to go to our dear brother, Brother Frank, and he has a question. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Walaikum salam, Dr. Ava. Brother Tanner, assalamu alaikum for y'all, to all who are listening. Yes, I do have a question. I just want to say, first of all, I'm the COVID conversation. I mean, I know it's important and everything, but I really don't like the black eye that is given, that mainstream media is trying to get ivermectin. They couldn't have truth and lies. They're not even telling the whole story. And we're getting poor so many different ways. It's almost like you get dizzy. So I just decided to get off for a while. But listen, Dr. Abel, I was listening to Roland's show yesterday. I love his show, too. And he had two politicians, government officials from Liberia. And he was explaining how Liberia was actually founded by black ex-slave settlers from America. We founded it. And they are literally begging for us to come there and get out of America, okay? Same thing that we're doing with the Islam. They are literally, they're saying that they are trying to work out a negotiating with the American government for even dual citizenship. The land is so vast and it's so fertile. I said, wow, I got to talk to Dr. Abraham about this and actually have the Nation of Islam or yourself gave Liberia any consideration when conversating about us settling out, going there. What are your thoughts on Liberia?
Yes, sir. Well,
no, she's there.
I'm sorry. Oh,
no, go ahead.
But you know, yes, Liberia actually it was founded and settled by black African slaves who you know, because we were brought here from Africa. We're not from here. But of course, it was financed and supported by a movement to begin the process of deporting us, because we were never brought here to assimilate into white America. And as far back as President Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, there has been a strong effort to send us back to Africa. And of course, like all the other countries on that continent, there's no respect for us, and you're going to see something about that in the upcoming issue of The Final Call. But in terms of, you said that he had mentioned on the program about black people asking that more of us become expatriates, as they call it, and come and live there. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I hit his mic by mistake. Brother Frank, I'm sorry. Did you hear what I was asking?
Yes,
I want to make
yes.
sure I follow your question.
Yes, you was asking. Yeah, you got it right. You followed my question right. They are. It's like they literally begging us to come there and help that country continue its development, bring our technology, our expertise, our skills, our spirituality. You know, the whole shebang, this is ours. And what you said before that, you know, to ask that question, that was my main concern. when I thought about us going to Africa, how would we be treated over there? You see what I'm saying? Would we be trading one form of racism for another? You see what I'm saying? Because I went to school
right.
with a lot of Africans here as I go into college, and I saw the arrogance in them. I drove taxi for a while, and I even had to put them in their place as far as them looking down their nose at us as if we are inferior because we are deluded. I said, you know something, what y'all saying? That just shows how spiritually dead you are. We all have the same blood in us. Unless there was an Adam and Eve Nigerian, an Adam and Eve Somalian, an Adam and Eve Ethiopian, you see what I'm saying? What y'all saying makes no sense whatsoever. Our blood is white. The white man's blood comes from us. So getting back to what our point right here, I had to say this, you're not talking to a spiritually dead or culture dead, brother. I educated them. But this with Liberia seems like that's not going to exist there. They understand their government is even lined up as far as democracy-wise. It's based off the principle of this one, but is in true effect as far as all are treated and treated equally. You see what I'm saying? So it seemed like that kind of like shattered that fear or phobia or apprehensions I had about going and settling in Africa. That conversation, yes, they totally shattered it. I hope it is what they say it is, and it has a ring of truth to it. And I just want to say, wow, I want to, Dr. Abram, Minister of Farrakhan, Honorable Minister of Farrakhan, any kind of thoughts or conversation with the Liberian government about us coming there the way the other places like Australia. And so that was my concern. Yeah, yes, you thought of it 100%, Dr. Abram. You thought of it. You understood exactly what I was asking.
Dr. Ava, go ahead.
No, I was going to say quickly, you know, of course, Brother Frank, and you've heard on this program, we've had brothers and sisters in the nation and beyond the our faith community who are already returning, going back to the continent of East Asia, which is called Africa in this time cycle. But it's actually East Asia. And many, I think that's something that you have to determine for yourself. We had a beautiful couple on here who have settled in from Mosque number 15. They settled in Rwanda. And they opened our eyes, those of us that are on this program and listen in, and gave us a whole new view of that country, other than what is presented by the white media in America. And so this is something you have to determine, because both things are occurring. You know, there's a separation process taking place. Black people are leaving the United States in significant numbers. And they're going to West Africa. Minister Farrakhan sent his international representative there a number of years ago to Ghana. And I know Muslims who are visiting and spending time and purchasing property in Senegal. Also, black people in South America. I spoke earlier this morning about Guyana, where we have study groups. We have study groups throughout the Caribbean. But the primary work, to your question about control and is it just changing for another white-dominated reality, well, that's going to collapse when the black man in America gets up. And so to me, it's a good thing we got people positioned, you know, there. That we're in these, we got black folks in London. We have mosque in London, England. We have study groups in places like Paris, you know. And so we're being positioned so that when when Allah takes this down, okay. But we have a short window of time in this country to move into a separate territory. And then lay claim to it. That's the source of our problem, is we are integrated into and among the descendants of our slave master, the enemy of God.
And so that has, when the black man, that's why that book is called Message to the Black Man in America. Because this is the belly of the beast.
Sure.
So we have to, the takedown has to happen here. But that doesn't mean that Allah is not tapping some of us. And he may be infusing your spirit to do that. So that we end up with a foothold in a number of countries on the continent. But I thank you for that, Brother Frank. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Great.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and Dr. Ava, I just wanted to just add a piece of commentary is that, you know, I don't want people to forget, you know, because particularly on your show, is that we, you know, and you did and had town halls all across the country just to have the conversation on the issue of separation. And we still have to take, you know, to see who wants to come and who wants to go. And we still in that stage. But then also, I don't necessarily want us to look elsewhere when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said we'll take, for a start, 8 states here. Because here is our home and here is where we have built. At the same time, while you just so wonderfully said, we have believers and people that are traveling across the country, across the world, that are settling on the best part of our planet. And I think that's the thing. We gotta understand, how does it look for 8 states for us to get the concept and to have independence as we start to repopulate our planet? So we can go wherever we want to go. But the first part is, do we want to go? And I think that's the biggest question. Do we even want to leave our enemy and have a place of our own? And that's why it was beautiful what Sister Christina said. What kind of life do we want for our own people? So do we want to say we're going to help them but give them the garbage and the trash that we won't eat? Or will we give them the best of Allah's creation, the best food, the best water? So, yeah, they're in disaster, but are we going to give them something that, oh, yeah, well, you should appreciate this. We're going to give you something. You should appreciate. You ain't got nothing anyway. Like Trump said, what else do you have to lose? Your schools are failing, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So when we get what we want, we are going to have the best because we have the best in our midst to make whatever we get be the best.
That's right.
Beautiful. Sister Ava, could I want to make a comment. You know, as I'm listening and the beautiful, beautiful recitation and story of Sister Christina and all the beautiful work she did, I want to give you, you know, praise and thank you so much for all your efforts. She is just a fabulous, fabulous MGT. And so thank you for all that you're doing in this, you know, helping our people. You know, but I think with the tragedy of this, also there's a showing of faith that I saw from what happened with the hurricane, because as we're taught, I'm looking at Sister Starla's article, America is surrounded with the judgment of Allah. So we do know that, unfortunately, that tragedy is part of the judgment. And one of the things I heard, and this kind of goes with what Brother Terrence had mentioned, that President Biden said, you need to get the shot as being some kind of emergency prep. Well, when Ida came, they were complaining, the officials were complaining that the people hadn't gotten the shot. You know, they were frustrated, like, oh, these people, you know, they haven't gotten the shots. But the people, because of the hurricane, were being somewhat freed, you know, and they were being diverted. And to me, it was like Allah was protecting some of the people who, you know, because the hurricane comes and it intervenes and it disrupts the enemy's plans,
And so I just remember that frustration in the voice of the officials. And even here in Houston, when we had the event on Tuesday, there was a threat of a Hurricane Nicholas coming through. And the first thing you saw in the news was shot, you know, all the locations, they're closed. You know, they're shuttered, they're closed. And so just seeing how this Allah's judgment is interfering with the enemy's wicked plans, I think, you know, that's very, that gives me faith.
Look at that.
You know, yes, ma'am. Strengthens my faith, I'll say. So, yes, ma'am.
If I may, this is Christina.
Please, yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to definitely say, because, you know, my minister, he taught me well. He said, whenever someone gives you that, you say, all praises belong to Allah. So thank you, dear sister, for those kind words. But Allah truly is the greatest. And, you know, just listening to what you're saying, one thing that came to mind, we had to also move so fast because this wicked man is so wicked, right? And the different events, they play off of people, vulnerable people who are in situations. And one thing that we overheard in the midst of, I don't know what's going on anywhere else, but I know here in Texas, you can get, if anybody give a vaccine, I will give you $20. I'll give you Dunkin' Donuts if you get a vaccine. Somebody offered some Southwest ACL tickets to come and get a vaccine. So we start listening to all this stuff. We already know where they're going. So we had did, prior to us coming, my husband and I did a, we were on the news here locally. And one thing that we said is we're giving people without ultimatums. Here is the ultimatum. Here is the ultimatum.
That's right.
And that's what's coming. So this is, think about this. America is doing us a favor. Because you think about what we're taught, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, do for self for what? Suffer the consequences. They're already allowing us and making us separate from them. So what greater amount of
that's
time
right.
is this being a time of separation right now to get away
right.
from these people? We already know what's coming. So thank you for allowing me to say that.
No, thank you for giving that pointed, powerful truth. And that's where I am. You know, we got to, we should all be feeling this. We have a really, that window is real narrow now. That window's closing very quickly. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, we've got the future on the phone, and Sister Christina, this is one of our regular callers. He's 13, Brother Kareem Muhammad, and he has a comment calling us from the Northwest. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Kareem. Uh-oh. I don't know what's happening with my callers tonight. Brother Kareem, are you with us? Okay, we'll try him again. Well, we also have lined up to speak with us one of our top fishermen in the country, Brother Hoyle.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Assalamu alaikum. Brother Hoyle.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, praise due to Allah. Wonderful show. I just want to thank your guests, Sister Yanazda, Sister Christina, powerful, powerful sister, and Brother Terrence and Sister Pamela, you always dunking the ball in the hoop all the time. Sister Ava, you the Michael Jordan of the show. So, yeah. But I just want to say, so I just want to say you're on point. I wanted to bring some more information. Brother Ruben was on Dr. Aleem's show, and he was talking about the Tocalian state that's going on in Australia, Sister Ava, and how you can't even go to each state without being tracked by these apps. And we were talking about the resistance in Guyana. It's also big resistance in Brazil. It's all big resistance in France. It's also big resistance. This is going on all over, but they're not telling everybody. You know, it's not in the media. So like Sister Christina said, this is forcing us to come together. They're offering all kinds of little trinkets to, you know, they're mad right now because 75% of the people are not taking it, and the information is out there. Also, I was going to say with another situation about Sister Nicki Minaj. She talked about one of her friends' nephews or something like that, where they were trying to get married, and they were having problems, and the vaccine caused, you know, problems where he couldn't get married. I just leave it like that. So that was what she tweeted. And all of a sudden, she's called to the White House. So just like Brother RZA said, you know, these are all of my top people that we, you know, you remember the minister say only a certain amount of millionaires are allowed to be a millionaire. You know, the devil is going to allow so many. And if you step out of line, you know, hey, you know, this is something may happen to you. So we can look at Prince. We can look at Michael Jackson. So even our brothers and sisters that are in the entertainment or sports fields that make money, they're going to, you know, we're going to make decisions where we're going to have to get our own leagues. And just like I said, separation is in effect as we speak. And I want to get make sure, I just want to, this little part right here, sister, you know, the final call is so powerful. And this is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's, in this article, Revelation God, all right. And this is the last little paragraph. And this is just fits everything we're talking about. He says, so this is you, a big old grown child who has been nursed and fed by white people and sheltered by them. And you think you will always have this from them. But no, sir. Remember the parable of Lazarus and the rich man? At last, the rich man died in his death of poverty. And he came to suffer the same thing that Lazarus suffered, being deprived of good homes and of luxury of all kinds. This will be taken in the day and time, but the righteous will flourish with whatever they please with God. He says, study the whole of Quran and the soul of wisdom. So Mr. Farrakhan told him, say, the righteous and the followers of Honorable Elijah Muhammad are going to eat in this day and time. So in this time, we're giving guidance, Sister Ava, and I want to thank you with all this powerful information. Brothers, if you FOI listen to this, get this paper to our people, because these are powerful. You know, if you're having a debate with people about this vaccine, this could whip the fire to the, I mean, this information is ooh, Sister Ava, I just thank you. And, I mean, this is like, you know, in the movie, Sister Ava, you know, in the movie with the Ten Commandments, when Moses chopped Nelson through that snake and ate up all of it. This is the big alligator eating up all the snakes. So, brothers, get this information out to this people. If you're FOI, this is, get this paper to our people. This is, you know, saving grace. All of this, I mean, sister, you were right. I mean, wow. But Dr. Ridgely, the super spreaders, these people that took the shot are the spike protein. This is every variant. There's no such thing as a variant. You're spreading. So they're talking about a pill. They're talking about a pill, Sister Ava's coming out next. They're talking about Bill Gates making a mosquito. There's all kinds of madnesses, which,
yes,
you know, he's got up his sleeve. Right. He's got, I was reading about, like I said, he was talking about the gene therapy mosquitoes. He was talking about a chewing gum. He was talking about some candy. Oh, all kinds of wickedness. I'm going to send you this information, Sister Ava. And I've sent you a few articles, but I got a lot of information that I got to get out. And I'll be circulating around on social media. But family, keep up the good job. Prayers for Sister Yanazda. Sister, keep up. Stay, you know, you got a example, a beautiful example, Sister Ava. She's beat in, you know, just – follow her and the minister. You'll beat him. I pray for all of our people. So thank you. Beautiful show. May Allah bless you.
And I just want to say to you, Brother Well, thank you so much for bringing up the fact that the pushback on this vaccine, you know, the media
is presenting this false narrative and this false, these false images that if you don't know any better, you would think that if you're not taking the vaccine, you're in the minority. But what is
right.
coming to surface is that the anti-vaccine sentiment is the dominant thinking
right.
in
mm-hmm.
this country. And we just
mm-hmm.
found out today, you know, we just have such a fabulous research team. The
mm-hmm.
the number of black people that are not vaccinated, it's even higher as the truth begins to come to the surface. The number of black people who are not fully vaccinated is
mm-hmm.
90%.
Woo.
It'll be in the next paper. Listen to
all
what I'm saying.
All praise due to Allah.
Yes. The number of black people who are not fully vaccinated is actually 90%. And, you know, when I saw that, and I know how we are. You know how we are. You know, a lot
yes,
of
ma'am.
Brothers and sisters that went down and got that first one, they never went
mm-hmm.
back. And
that's
the
right.
devil talked about it when they first had the two doses. He said, our only concern is, will people, and you know how we are, yeah, I went down there and got that and it gave me a headache or made me, yeah, I'm all right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, I ain't going
mm-hmm.
back down there. See, that's but that message, the criterion, you know,
mm-hmm.
to humanity, to us first, but then to all of humanity, it has spread. And this is why Joe Biden, who's also, we got an article about him in the next paper, he's actually
mm-hmm.
unraveling before your eyes. He's making
oh, yeah.
Donald Trump look preferable.
Okay?
Oh, yeah. He's making
uh-huh.
Donald
like
Trump
Pee-wee Herman.
Preferable. Okay.
Like Pee-wee Herman,
so I just
want
to thank you for that. Yeah, because, you know, the resistance. Oh, and remember the other day, even the lying media has spurts of truth. They said 70% of those
mm-hmm.
who have not been vaccinated said they will leave a job before they take a vaccine. If they said if their job is riding on it, then they'll just let go of the job. And that's the thing they fight. And lawsuits are popping up everywhere. But I'm sorry.
Well, Sister Ava, one more tidbit of information. The Los Angeles Police and the New York Education Department, they fought it, and they beat it for the mandates. And the Los Angeles Police fought against the mandate. And they're in court right now. So, I mean, a lot of white people.
You never see none of that in the main news.
Right. That's right. We're going to be the winners. We're the winners.
And a judge just issued an order with a group of healthcare workers in New York, putting an order against them stopping the employer from forcing them to take a vaccine
yes,
for their job. But praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, sister. Keep up the good work.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you. Yes, sir. That was a great call. Okay, we have Sister Eugenia who is calling, and she has a comment. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Ava. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm fine, beloved. What about yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. Assalamu alaikum to Brother Terrence, Sister Pam, and the rest of the panel. I just wanted to. I'm sorry. I'm in the country, so there might be a delay in what I'm saying.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I just wanted
I
to call. Yes, ma'am. I wanted to call and give a perspective on the hurricanes in Louisiana. And
yes.
I'm in Winnie, Texas. And last August, when there were three hurricanes in the Gulf that were slated to come between Louisiana and Texas, I was wondering and I was thinking about what was the purpose. And then one morning when I was meditating on it, I happened to look outside my backyard and I could see this large cloud with lights just emanating from it like a electrical storm. And it was the only cloud in the sky. So I believe it was a mother plane. Mm. And so I was wondering, I'm like, okay, Allah, why is the mother plane here, you know, at this time? And then when I thought about the three hurricanes that were coming, my first thought was, oh, my God, he's going to tear up the coastal area because of all the refineries that are here. And so I was inspired to look into the importance when it did not come to where I'm at, between Galveston and Louisiana, and it went to Louisiana, I was inspired to look up the importance of the Lake Charles region to America. And what I found out was that southwest Louisiana, in particular the Lake Charles area, is responsible for over 85% of the nation's energy in regards to oil and gas and petrochemical products. And not only that, it has the only offshore terminal for gas in the entire world. So that means that tankers can come from whatever countries, whatever place, other places, and can fill up with gas and not have to go on shore, or they can unload their oil into the storage facilities through the pipelines that come through that area and are dispersed around the country. So it's very, very important. And so my thoughts are that that is part of Allah's plan in the fall of America, is taking that area out. And so that is why I think that hurricanes, that is why hurricanes keep coming here, because two of the hurricanes ended up dissipating and only Laura came. And Laura was slated to have a storm surge of over 20 feet high. And where I live in Winnie, Texas, I'm approximately 20 miles from the Gulf. And when Hurricane Ike came to Texas, it had a storm surge of 20 feet high. And the storm surge went inland for approximately 50 miles. So that is how my husband ended up buying this property here, was because everybody was selling because they didn't have flood insurance because nobody was expecting it to flood. So I'm saying all that to say, when Laura hit, I'm saying all that to say that when Laura hit Lake Charles, I saw the hand of Allah in it, because it was slated, like I said, to have a 20-foot high storm surge. And when it hit, like at 5 in the morning, by 12 o'clock noon, Lake Charles was dry. 5 o'clock in the morning, you see all the wind whipping and blowing. You see the glass blowing out of the largest hotel in the region, L'Auberge du Lac. Yet by 12 o'clock, people were walking the streets. And when the storm surge came through Texas, it took 2 weeks for it to dissipate. And it went in 50 miles. But I wonder that Allah was having mercy on our people, because there's a lot of poor black people that are there, even though it's a very rich economy that's there. So, I mean, like, you talk about oil and gas, petrochemical energy, you talk about nuclear power plants, you talk about aerospace industry, you talk about renewable energy. A lot of people go there because of the deep water ports and the access to multiple modes of transportation, as far as planes, boats, trains, trucks, and five of the largest companies in America, which are actually chemical companies or petrochemical companies, they're in that Lake Charles region.
That is powerful.
So that is just what I wanted to add to the show, my observation about the hurricanes, and there will probably be more coming. So, Islam Lakum.
Islam. And I hope she doesn't go. And Dr. Ava, I hope she doesn't go, because it's very – you know, that's part of my work with my job. And our job, we have just literally been doing work around petrochemicals, because we have been doing work around divestment from fossil fuels and all that, and the oil industry. And we literally were just talking about petrochemicals in Louisiana, Cancer Alley, and in Texas. And Dr. Bullard is one of the is considered the father of environmental justice, and he's out in Texas. And Mary Reich is down in Louisiana, the Gulf Coast, and she's doing work. But the Ohio River Valley, and Texas and Louisiana, we've been doing stuff around petrochemicals. It's very interesting to hear her say that. And also interesting, next week is Climate Justice Week and Climate Week in New York. So this is always a big Climate Week across the nation when people go and discuss all this stuff, and we're actually releasing some conversations about that. So it's very, very, it's very deep that she said that. And of course, I talked about the line.
She's
three
still
fight.
On. Sister, your line is still open, Sister Eugene.
Okay, yeah, because we just did the whole three fight. Yeah, we just did the whole line three fight in Minnesota. Congressional folks went out there, and Phyllis Young from Standing Rock went with Tar Hoskins and fighting for the pipeline, as you were talking about how they can just run the oil. So it's very interesting that you said that, and that's the danger of our people living in these areas with those petrochemicals, because they don't have any protection once the hurricanes and flood hits and the damage that it causes to our communities. So it's very interesting that you just laid that out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Praise be to Allah.
And you know, it has to be Allah's hand. It has to be, because remember, we're taught that every act of nature is the product of the active will of Allah.
Right.
These weather systems are not, you know, there's some things he permits, but
that's right.
Then there's his active will where he's doing it. And that just, it makes so much sense. Everything that's happening now is forcing separation,
mm-hmm.
but it just shows us, too, it's a confirmation of the backup that we have, that, you know, all of this is not just being done to us and they're not getting hit. It's not coming from us, but it's coming on our behalf from the supreme ruler of the universe. Okay, so that's really inspiring, Sister Eugenia.
Yes, and praise be to Allah.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Man, that was
we got Sister. I can't believe the time.
Right.
That has gone by, and we've got our coordinator of Project Separation, Rebuilding Our Promised Land series, which is also sponsored by the Elevated Places Network, and that is none other than Sister Donna Muhammad. I want to welcome her on to the program. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Donna.
Well, alaikum salam, Sister Minister Ava, and to your wonderful staff of Elevated Places and your esteemed guests this evening, which is what they're doing is just right in line with Project Separation, too. Us taking care
That's
of our
right.
own. I'm really excited to be on here this evening to talk about our upcoming Project Separation, Building Our Land, Our Promised Land series. I'm so excited about this.
Ma'am.
I'm so excited.
We get
about
here.
This.
Well, go ahead.
So I'm just going to take a few minutes to give you a little highlight so you can make sure to tune in on Tuesday evening. You don't want to miss it. But our featured guests this time are Brother Brandon and Sister Sakaya Muhammad and their farm. First of all, the name of their farm, 1 Mill a Day Farms. First of all, 1 Mill a Day Farms. So
one
you know we're already starting off on the right foot.
There.
Right. We all need to just move to North Carolina, where they are, to 1 Mill a Day Farms. But this, to me, is what's so fabulous and fascinating about our brothers and sisters. They are dairy farmers. Now, to just show how significant that is, out of all the dairy farmers in the United States, only 3.5% of them are black. 3.5% are black.
Wow.
Now, how many of those black farmers are farmers that follow the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? So that's the next level that really sets them apart.
Mm.
Because that right there goes all the way, the teachings permeate all throughout how they handle their operations. I mean, and we're going to hear from them about the products that they make. I mean, mozzarella cheese. I want mozzarella cheese from a farm called One Mill a Day Farms. You
come
know,
on.
That's where I want my cheese to come from.
A dairy farm. Whoa.
A dairy farm. And so they're going to go into it. And some of the things that we're going to learn is we're going to really learn about the science of milk. And why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that we can live a long time off pure milk and bread. So, and I'm not going to go into that because I want you to tune in. But they're going to really go into the science of that and why they went into dairy farming. And, I mean, there's just so much to it. But the biggest thing is before the program, I really would like all the listeners to go to their website, which is www.onemilladayfarms.com. And we need to support them. We need to make donations because, see, the more cows they have, the more they can produce, the bigger transportation equipment they can get, then I can get my cheese because they can deliver me out of North Carolina. Cause I mean, so, you know, there's a selfish part of me, too. It's like,
oh, I'm with you on the mozzarella.
We need
I'm
to build
you.
Them up so I can get my cheese. So I'm making it personal. And it's and they're doing such a great work and their herd share program that they're going to go into. And one other reason for people tuning in is they're going to answer a question that I've seen pop up in the chat on the other presentations. When people ask the question, which is a really real question is, you know, if my credit's not perfect or, you know, if I can't get this huge amount of land or, you know, what do I do? How do I manage that and still do some of these things? So they're going to answer that. They're going to deal with it. Even based on their own personal situations, because this is practical application that we're talking about now. We're talking about real life separation happening now. And as we uncover the different farmlands and entities more and more. We learn about more and more of them, and they'll be more highlighted. And we also wanted to mention that in future broadcasts, because we're talking about the whole, as Brother Cartier stated, the whole holistic scope of separation. So we will also feature various aspects of trade and commerce, some of our independent educators, because you can't have separation and not teach your own. This system is gone.
Oh, absolutely. Stay there.
It's down the drain. There's a reason that Allah will not allow it to just fully open back up every time they try because it's run as quick.
Right.
So we want to deal with the various nine ministries that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan put forth at the Millions More Movement because these are all the things that service our needs, just like how our Sister Christina and Brother Sister Yanaja are going out helping our people. We're the only help we got. And I love how Sister Christina stated, we want the best for our people. We're not giving you garbage.
That's powerful.
Yeah. So we want the best.
Yeah,
so this program was, Karen, that was huge when she said that. Because we can take on that mindset of, I'm going to give you my leftover raggedy clothes or something like that. Just to be in a bad situation.
Right.
You know, what is that? What is that?
Exactly.
And I was, so this program, so that's why I'm excited about this upcoming program because these are dairy farmers that want the best for us. And they deal with that down to how they feed their cows and everything. Like they are working and producing the pure milk, the type of pure milk that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about. Because they explained how not even all the raw milk out there is pure milk. And so they'll go into why that is, too. So I really encourage everybody to tune in on this upcoming Tuesday,
September 21st. You can watch it on many different platforms. You can watch it on Zoom, and if you go on social media, you see the flyers and get the Zoom ID. You can watch it on the Project Separation YouTube channel, where you can also see previous presentations. And, of course, you can always, always, always watch it at www.MinisterAva.com. So I want to thank you this opportunity to talk about it, and thank you. And one last point that I wanted to note while researching about the number of black farmers. Now, the number of black farmers has consistently gone down since 2010. It's been going down, way down. But I noticed that to where only 1.3% of America's farmers are black. But I noticed that there started to be a slight rise in 2018 of black farmers. Now, we don't believe in coincidence. And I just want to point out that 2018 also happens to coincide with the start of the Project Separation town hall meetings that you implemented as you moved under the voice of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So, you know, I'm not saying, but I'm saying this started to rise in 2018. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Awesome. Wow. Getting a lot of wisdom tonight. There's just this program is amazing tonight. Wow.
I love thank you. So thank you everybody. Hi, Salam Aleikum.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Wow, awesome. Now we're down to about 8 minutes. I want to at least get another call in here. We got some. I think we had some new callers that I wanted to get to. Well, let's go to Sister Dolores, and she has a comment. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Dolores.
Lord of the crown, thank you to Allah, Mother Grace. How are you today?
Fine. And yourself?
Yes, ma'am. All praise to Allah. I thank for love. We have a nice show. Everybody called in. What's going on? That's beautiful. You know, lots going on. I just want to say something. Okay, last year, when I worked at Lock Up for the Blind, they told us if somebody want to sign up a bad thing, get a chop and sign your name. I didn't sign my name. Some people don't sign their name. Now, yesterday, we have a meeting yesterday. And now, you know, the government going to start messing with us. That means they want everybody to take a bad thing shot. You know, they have to do what they think. You know what I mean? And then some of the black people going crazy. You know, I say, well, we need to separate. That's all we can. That's all answer. You know, it's like a minute to fall on stage. You know?
That's right.
That's all we can do. If they want to help me get the best thing, I'm not going to do it. I can leave it, y'all. I don't care.
Yes,
and that's all I can do. Yes, ma'am. I need to get away from that. You know, it's not good. And we all need to step away. And a lot want us to step away, black and white. That's what it is. You know. We need our own food. We need our own everything. We need to get our own baby, too. It don't make
That's
sense
right.
people get killed every day for nothing. Everything they
That's
brought
right.
here, 1555, you know? They've been back in there a long time. Yes, ma'am. They've been doing
Come
it.
Come on.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to tell you something. It's the lead parts of people come down the street. You know white people always come down in black neighborhoods. Okay.
Right.
And I look out the window. They got like people trying to get some lead poisoning. You're going to stick a needle in your arm. And I told my children, stay in the house. Don't go outside. And they came up there and knocked on my door. Your children need to come outside. My children not coming outside. You get away from my door. See, I've been doing it. I stand for my rights. That's right. They always
That's
met for
real
people.
Talk.
That's right. They've been doing it. See, that's why we have to pay attention to everything. Yes, ma'am. I just want to share with you, and I thank for love you, all believe, all my sister and brother, and I hope you have a good night tonight. Thank you. Let me say something. Thank you.
Man, Allah had you call in around this evening, out. For separation. Thank you, Sister Dolores. Wow. See, that's real talk, real life, everything we're hearing. You know, from Christina and Yanazaha and Donna and everybody, and all that's being talked about now is reality. But Sister Dolores, just what you say, don't go out there. They've been doing this. They've been intruding upon us. It's what I read earlier from the minister. We're a colony. There is no black community. There are only colonies. And as long as we stay with them, this is going to continue to happen. And that is, as Sister said, Donna said, that is Allah who is, you know, they plan and he plans.
That's
they
right.
are punishing the people in their mind, the synagogue of Satan I'm speaking of now, with this back and forth with the mask on, mask off, schools open, schools closed, all that they're doing. However, what we may not be looking at is what Sister said, that Allah, and then Sister Dolores strengthened that, Allah is behind nothing being able to open back up. We're not going back to that. And we need to recognize it's time for us to evolve beyond the mosque structure into nation. And when you look at the Nation of Islam's provisional constitution, that's a nation with a flag. But there's something, there's only thing missing. We have our God, we have our flag, we have our teachings, we have an educational system that we just need to put in place and stop playing with and get in it. But the only thing missing is land. And now that is taking place.
That's right.
Black folks, starting with those in our faith community, but even beyond that, the land acquisition. So this should be very exciting on Tuesday, and really want to thank everybody so much. Sister Christine, are you still with us? Sister Christina?
Present, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I mean, listen, soldier. And I want to tell you, you look good in that orange garment. That's a
Praise
beautiful
God.
Garment. Yes,
thank you, ma'am.
That you have on in the flyer. But listen, you and your husband, we can't thank Allah enough for you. And this is who you are. You've always been like that, just a burst of energy and spirit and a doer. Like, let's just go do this. And I think if we all could adopt that. I remember when I first came in the nation, one of the earliest things I used to hear as a baby Muslim is the older ones would say, if you take one step toward Allah, he'll take two toward you.
Come on now.
And
Come
I have
now.
Found that in That's life. That is the gospel truth.
That's take right.
One step toward him. He will
wow.
take two toward you.
Thank you, ma'am. All praise
in the Quran. Yeah, he said, I give you everything you ask of me. But we're not asking, because asking is not just words. Asking is when we move out. See, every time you move out to obey him, you're asking him to help you. And I'm not saying that to you all. I'm saying it to myself. But listen,
no,
we're down to about 60 seconds. And so to my marvelous co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, our awesome executive producer, Sister Rona Muhammad, our brilliant legal contributor, sister attorney Pamela Muhammad, our separation coordinator, Building Our Promised Land, sister Donna Muhammad, and our incredible guests tonight, sister Yanazaha and sister Christina Muhammad. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and let's give support to these initiatives that our brothers and sisters are taking. And may Allah bless each and every one of you who's listening in. Can't thank you enough for your support each and every week. And may Allah bless us all with love and the light of understanding. Hope to see you in study group tomorrow evening. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Love you.
Love you.